down. Buzzer beater, do it all now. All now. Top corner talking home run. Touchdown. Buzzer beater, do it all now. All now. Top corner like.
All right. Hello, everybody. It is Monday, July 28th, 2025, and this is the Monday Report. I'm your host, H. James K., and today, well, we're kind of making this one up as we go along, but I've got some thoughts on NFL contracts, specifically NFL rookie contracts. A lot has been made since the NFL draft about the fact that there are only 3 second-round draft picks that have actually signed their deal. And the reasoning for this is because a lot of them want a fully guaranteed contract. They want to know that every dime in their contract is going to them. Now, first-round picks have had this for a bit now, but it's kind of been, well, the old way is the best way for second round picks and back. And a part of me just doesn't think that's right. If it was me, I would guarantee every cent of every rookie contract. First round through seventh round. If you get drafted, your contract, you get fully guaranteed. And the reason I do that, I believe that is because to incentivize teams to keep rookies around more, to not churn through rookies who might grow into becoming a great professional if they have a little bit of time. And we're seeing so often these days, especially now that we're in the era of name, image, and likeness in college football, these boys aren't desperate to make the league. Some of them have been making $2, $3 million a year for 3 years. They already know what making money's like, and they want a freaking guarantee. So they're not gonna stand there and say, "Well, we'll pay you what we want to pay you," and you'll smile and say thank you about it. And I think we're not gonna see a lot of movement on this subject for probably the next several years. But as NIL in college football continues to become a thing, same with revenue sharing, I think the next collective bargaining agreement, whenever the NFL CBA is up next, assuming the NFL Players Association has an actual president and not just a stooge of the National Football League who's willing to sell his people down the road. Like, did you hear about all this collusion where the head of the NFLPA was colluding with owners to suppress NFL contracts? So much for representing the players, but that's beside the point. Assuming there's an actual president of the NFL Players Association, I would not be surprised if there are massive changes to contract structure for the next CBA after this one, just because times, they are a-changing. Now, I don't ever believe we'll have fully guaranteed NFL contracts. I think Deshaun Watson has pretty much ensured that never, ever, 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 ever happens again. Ever, 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 ever. It's never going to happen again. Because when he insisted on getting 11 billion gazillion jillion dollars for his guaranteed contract, and then he's played like 4 games, that's hyperbole, but he's played like no games, and he's been perpetually garbage and perpetually injured. Yeah, I just don't think an NFL owner is ever going to do that again. They're going to say no player is ever worth that. So all of this is going to be coming to a head in a pretty big way, I believe. These rookies are going to continue to demand guaranteed money. This year, it's the second round, and I ultimately believe a lot of them are going to hold out for guaranteed money. This year, it's second round picks. In a couple years, it's going to be third and fourth round picks. And then the next CBA is going to be up, and it's going to be everybody. Because just making it to the league is hard. And for a lot of guys, you get maybe one or two contracts, period, including your rookie deal. So for a lot of these guys, guarantees that they're actually going to make the money that they're going to make is right. Because as much as people say, oh, well, they just play football, they don't, you know, mine coal for a living, or they don't do this or that, but no matter how long you play in the NFL, you're going to have long-standing traumatic brain injury. That's, no matter, that's the it's the way the game works. Everyone gets chronic traumatic encephalopathy. It's the price of admission for playing football all the way from peewee to the NFL. So for these guys, even if they only play 4 years, by the time they're 50, they are going to be feeling the effects of CTE. Even if it's not, even if it's nowhere near Mike Webster or Junior Seau or any of the really famous people who died because of complications from CTE, even if it's not that pronounced, these people are still going to be suffering from this, so they should be paid handsomely. I mean, we've got to start treating them like they're basically playing a gladiatorial combat game. They're like gladiators, and we've got to be we've got to start paying them that way, because the long-term health impacts of playing that game, even though they, yes, they chose to play that game and they chose that life, it's still, there's a price to be paid. Your joints, your brain, damage to muscles and ligaments, it's all part of the deal. And personally, I would like to see fully guaranteed contracts. But it'll never happen. But we need we need to be treating NFL players' contracts differently anyway. There needs to be an entirely different structure to contracts, because right now it's just, well, I want to be the highest paid non-quarterback, and then the next guy, and then the next guy, and then the next guy. And I do think contracts are getting a little out of control. I do think there needs to be guardrails for some of the size of these contracts. But at the same time, I think there needs to be guarantees so that every cent you're making is what you're making, even if you're not making $41 million a year as a defensive end. I don't know. It's very complicated. It's very apparent that times are changing. And a lot of this, as I said, is being brought on by NIL. The era of name, image, and likeness has been a seismic change for football at all levels. Because now, coming out of high school, you have a potential to be earning serious income if you play major college football. So there's never been more incentive to make it. And for those players who are great, guys like Mason Graham and Jeremiah Smith and these guys who ultimately are going to or have made it into the NFL, if you've already been making money, millions of dollars going into the NFL, you're going to expect to make money. And you're not going to take that lying down. You're not going to just say, well, I'm glad to be here, so I'll take significantly less than I should be making with no guarantees. Now, admittedly though, NIL is the Wild West, and significant guidance is needed to, how should I say this? NIL needs guardrails, because right now it's just anarchy. It's chaos and anarchy. Ooh, man, mic's a little blown out. Let's back off the mic there a bit. So, it's weird. Things are in flux. So, like, God, I don't even know how to say this. We need guardrails to make sure college contracts don't get insane and don't get out of hand, because it starts to affect other sports that the universities are doing. Before too long, you're going to see sports go by the wayside, like non-revenue sports, including a lot of women's sports. I'm sorry, ladies, but it's just, this is the way it is. And if we don't put in guardrails now, that process will happen slowly and then all at once. And then by that time, it'll be done. So that's got to be a thing. And then that also feeds into the NFL contracts, where if players are just used to having a certain kind of contract in college, where it's like, yeah, you're going to be making $57,000 from revenue sharing every single year on top, fully guaranteed, and then you're also going to make anything you want on endorsements. If that becomes the norm in college football, players are going to expect that in the NFL. They're going to expect, well, I'm guaranteed to make this much money, win, lose, draw, injured or not injured. That's the amount of money I'm expected to be making, and then I can make endorsement deals. They're going to expect a guaranteed, this is the amount, no performance boosters, no, well, we don't have to pay you this much money if we cut you. This is how much you're going to be making. You're guaranteed to be making this much money. And that's a couple of years off, but that's coming. Once you've had a couple of cycles of players growing up in the NIL era, once you're like 10 years into the NIL era, the NFL is going to have to change. And we've seen this in the NFL before, where they say innovation usually goes from the top down, but in college football, in football, sometimes it goes from the bottom up. Like, it took a long time for spread offenses to make their way into the NFL. Because the NFL's thinking was, well, we're so much more physical, and it's just never going to work. You can't have that pansy ass, blah, 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 blah. And then they started doing spread offenses, and now it's like, yeah, you got to do all these concepts that have been ubiquitous in college since 2007. You know, it's one of these things where a lot of those concepts have been around a long time, but it took a long time for the NFL to adopt them. And now that the NFL has adopted them, they're just part of the NFL game, and the NFL has made their own twist on a lot of them. So I think contract structures is going to be a college thing that's going to make its way up. It's going to have to start in college because the owners will never do it on their own. They will never voluntarily do guaranteed contracts like that, especially for rookies. But, if college players start demanding it, that's going to start the ball rolling. If college players get guaranteed NFL contracts, rookie contracts, NFL players are going to start demanding that they too get guaranteed contracts. And yeah, that will change the amount of money some of them are making. They won't be making $180 million with 104 guaranteed. They'll just be making $120 million guaranteed and that's it, with fewer roster incentives and everything. But that change will come. It will happen eventually. Because it's the slow march of progress. At one point in time, there really wasn't free agency. And then there was. And now there is definitely free agency. At one point, NFL players didn't make a lot of money. And now they make a lot of money. Because that's the value of their work. So do not be surprised if in 10 years the NFL contract structure looks completely different. And that's largely going to be because NIL and just how the sport has changed. Football is different. Football is different than even 3 years ago, let alone 5 or 10 years ago. So there's no guessing what NFL and college ball is going to be like in another 10 years. So right now, it's just second-round picks. In a couple of years, it's going to be all of the picks. In a decade, it's probably going to be it's going to be the guaranteed stars. And then in 15 years from now, it's probably going to be every NFL player wanting a guaranteed contract. I mean, baseball gets guaranteed contracts, so NFL players are going to expect it. Now, it's going to be a slog to get there, and it's going to take a lot of machinations and maybe some from the player association and maybe a few lawsuits, but they're going to get there eventually. I would put money on it that they'll get there eventually. Next week, we're going to be starting looking forward to college football season. As I said last week, we're going to do some predictions for the Big Ten. I've done this massive planning thing, and I'm probably going to do something similar for the SEC and some of the other Power Four conferences. I don't know. I have not decided yet. We'll play that one by ear. But when football season arrives, it's going to be a lot of football. All football. I might throw in a Formula One news or an IndyCar news if there's anything big, but we're going to be getting a lot of football from August through February. So if you're a football fan, buckle up because it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to football season because, man, this summer has gotten kind of boring from a subject matter perspective because I'm not super into baseball. Hockey, eh. Basketball is kind of boring outside of the playoffs. So, yeah. Stay tuned, folks. It's going to get fun. All right, for those of you listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and everywhere else that podcasts are available, thank you for tuning in. Please share the word. Share word of the podcast. Tell your friends, tell your family. Tell the man who shines his shoes down at the barbershop. Tell everybody. Spread the word. Leave a like. Leave a review if you can. For those of you listening on YouTube, thank you. Like, comment, subscribe, hit the bell icon to get notifications so you can find whenever episodes are available. My name is H. James K. Thank you all for tuning in. Until next time.